Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to BOLLandBranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Spiritual Queens Badass Podcast. My name is Emma Mumford and I'm your host. I'm an award-winning blogger, YouTuber, life coach, badass entrepreneur, manifester, and author. My mission is to awaken and to inspire women to live their best lives now and to find their purpose in life. I do this through sharing the power of law of attraction and spirituality. I hope my podcast will inspire you to raise your game and to start living your best life today. Without further ado, let's get started with this week's episode. Thank you guys for joining me for another one of my Spiritual Queens Badass Podcast episodes. Today, I am really, really excited to have the lovely Diana Cooper with us. So Diana, if you don't know, received an angelic visitation that transformed her life many years ago. She is now the best-selling author of over 30 books, which have been published in 28 languages. She teaches internationally and is the founder of the Diana Cooper School of White Light, offering certified spiritual teaching courses worldwide. So thank you so much, Diana, for being here today. It's such a pleasure to have you.
It's really lovely to be here.
I'm super excited to talk all things unicorns today. Unicorns are one of my favorite things to work with. So when I saw this come into my inbox, I was like, hell yes, let's bring unicorns to the podcast. But before we dive into all wonderful things unicorns, my first question that I ask everybody who's come on the podcast is, when did you spiritually awaken? What's your story?
Okay, well, I came from a background that was totally non-psychic, non-spiritual, non-religious. Nevertheless, when I was getting divorced and I was in a trough of despair and I could not see a future, I sat in a chair and I said, well, if there is anything out there, show me. And you've got 1 hour. And amazingly, a golden angel appeared in front of me.
Oh, wow.
And held out a hand and took me out of my body and took me on a journey. And the most important part of the journey for me was when we flew side by side over this hall full of people with rainbow auras. And I looked down and said to the angel, am I down there in the audience? And the angel said, no, you're on the platform. You're to be a spiritual teacher. This was a little shock to me, as the angel brought me back exactly an hour later. And I knew that something monumental had happened, but I didn't know what to do with it. And then I started to meet people that were on that wavelength and who could talk about these things. I trained to be a hypnotherapist. I got out of my marriage. I saw angels around my clients, but I didn't communicate with them at all. And 10 years later, I was lying in the bath asking for some guidance about the classes I ran, which were on personal growth and that sort of thing. And the angels came back and they said, we want you to tell people about angels. And I said, no way, no. I'm not going to do that. People think I'm crazy already. I am not going to do that. And they said, well, who's doing your work? Is it your ego or your higher self? And I said, okay. And I got out of the bath and I sat on the bed with a towel around me And three angels appeared in front of me and gave me all sorts of information, which became my first angel book. And so from then, I've never looked back. I've written a book every year, mostly because they've come to me, or one of the beings has come to me and said, we want you to write about this. And so that's how I've been so prolific.
It's amazing. And I love that how you said, you know, you've got 1 hour to show me as well. I love
I know. It's a little dictatorial, isn't it? I was actually going out in an hour, but yeah, and they did it. It was exactly an hour to the second. I mean, they are so amazing like that.
Definitely. And like you say, when you ask, you receive, you know, the universe shows you. So that gave me the chills when you were talking about that angel as well that visited you, because it's just, I mean, I've not experienced that myself, but obviously, like, for yourself, you know, that's the first time you're experiencing anything like that. I mean, what did you do before you kind of had that meeting with an angel? Were you spiritual, or did you,
No. I had absolutely no spiritual understanding. I was an expat housewife. And so I just frittered my life, really, and didn't do anything.
And then look where you are now. You've written over 30 books, which is an incredible achievement. Incredible.
Well, it just totally, totally, utterly and completely changed my life.
Oh, amazing. So mm-hmm. You were very much known for your angelic work, of course, but you're also bringing out a book all about unicorns, which is one of my favorite topics to talk about. So in terms of unicorns, people listening may be aware of, you know, like the kind of cartoon unicorns we see and how kids love unicorns. But in terms of the spiritual side of unicorns, what are unicorns and how can we work with them?
Okay, they are fully of the angelic realms. And they are pure white light. They often take the shape of horses with a horn of light. And that horn of light is from their third eye. It's their enlightenment. So they use it to raise our frequency. So to raise your frequency above an illness, or to touch your mind with light so that you can see situations clearly. And when they pour light onto things, they change. They touch our hearts and heal them. So they help us to forgive and let go of things. And they bless us. They literally pour blessings over people and grant your soul desires. So an angel will grant you the wishes of your heart, but the unicorns work with the desires of your soul. And those are the things that give you contentment, that give you deep satisfaction, or that are in alignment with your divine blueprint, so that you do what you came in to do in this lifetime.
I love that. And in terms of what they can help us with, then you're saying that obviously unicorns can help with our soul as such. So could we manifest with the unicorns? What sorts of things can we ask them to help with?
Yeah, of course. That's one of their great powers. In the golden era of Atlantis, people could manifest. And in fact, there's a method of manifestation that was so powerful that it was one of the things that helped to cause the fall of Atlantis. And that was to picture what they wanted to manifest very clearly in their navel chakra. Of course, that's one of the chakras that was taken away at the end of Atlantis and has now come back. And then you raise that up to your third eye, through your third eye to your soul star chakra, which is above your head, where your soul energy is, and send that out into the universe. Now that then has all the added power of your soul star. But if you ask the unicorns to light that up for you as well, then that is incredibly powerful. So that's, if I was going to really, really want to manifest something, and it's absolutely for the highest good of all, then that is the method to use.
I love that.
Because they also add purity, they add grace, divine feminine wisdom, all of which help you to manifest your dreams and your higher visions. In my new book, The Magic of Unicorns, I talk about the power of numbers. Well, they were talking to me about the power of numbers. Now, I always knew that numbers were powerful, but I had no idea of how extraordinarily powerful they are out in the universe. Every number is a pool of energy. Now, by the time we've brought it down to Earth, it's diminished that energy. But if we, what the unicorns did was they took me up into the number of my soul path. And in this case, we're talking about manifesting. You asked to be taken into the number of the number 22, the powerful master builder. And if the unicorn takes you into that cosmic number, and then when you're in it, lights it up for you, then that changes things in an extraordinary and powerful way. I had that experience. I had two great experiences while I was writing this book. I mean, extraordinary experience. One was when I went into the number of my life path and the unicorns came and they literally touched that cosmic energy while I was in it in meditation, and it blew me. It was awesome.
Wow.
And that was incredible. And that is how you can manifest with the unicorns, but it's so powerful. You really have to make sure it's used for the very highest good. And it's only very recently that we have been allowed to use this power again. Because it was taken away at the end of Atlantis. But now we're deemed responsible enough to use it.
Wow, incredible. And for anybody who's like, this sounds fantastic, Diana, how do I call and meet my unicorns? What would you suggest of how someone who hasn't worked with them before could connect with their unicorn team?
The first thing you do is think about them. The moment you think about a unicorn, it comes to you. As long as your intentions are pure, because of course it can see that, and that your frequency is high enough. If you have a desire to serve the planet, then a light goes on, or other people, then a light goes on over your head. The unicorns see it and they'll come to you. So the first thing to do is just ask a unicorn to come to you and then feel its energy. And it will help you in any way. It will touch your heart or your third eye with its horn. It will pour light over you. It will raise your frequency and take you on journeys. The magic of unicorn is full of journeys that the unicorns can take you on.
Incredible. So in your book, you talk about how unicorns can help us to heal our personal, family and ancestral karma. So what are your top tips for working with them on that specifically?
Okay, well, just remember that this is end times. This is why there are so many billions of souls on Earth right now, because they've all come and been given special dispensations to come to Earth to try to heal their personal and their family karma. This is all held in the soul star. And so this is about clearing beliefs so you can ask. And in the book, I take people on a symbolic journey to change their beliefs. Your beliefs create absolutely everything in your life. If you believe you're going to be successful, you will be successful. If you believe that tragedy happens in your family, it will happen. You will attract the members of your family, your friends, that are ready for a tragedy. So beliefs are so...
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
So incredibly important and powerful. And so in the book, we ask the unicorns to take us on a symbolic journey to change our beliefs. And I think that that is really, really important right now. Now, it's the same with ancestral blocks, because these are the beliefs tend to come from your family, your experiences, but also from your ancestry. But ancestral blocks can be things like depression, alcoholism, being a workaholic, all of those patterns that we have, they can be ancestral blocks. Now, until the current time, people could say, okay, well, that's my ancestor's problem. Just let them carry it on in spirit. But now, every block has to be cleared so that we can move into the new golden age starting in 2032. So, and we have to ask for help to clear this stuff that comes through from our ancestors. And it is also a very, very powerful thing that the unicorns can do with us. There are many ways they will take us on journeys, which I share in the book, that they can take us on and clear. And there will also be downloads that where I have taken people through some of these changes so that they can for themselves work on these beliefs and blocks. And then if your life is clear, everything can move forward. Unicorns are really, really wanting to touch us now. There are wave upon wave of them coming in. And it was about a year or so ago, I tell a story in the book, I saw a child drop his unicorn from his pram. The mother picked it up and said, "Here's your unicorn." As she said that, a white light just came shooting through them and touched them. And I thought, oh, wow, that's why there is this wave of unicorn toys and T-shirts and everything else. As soon as somebody thinks about it or mentions it, the unicorns can come in and touch them.
Definitely. And I definitely feel like even my godchildren are obsessed with unicorns, and I'm like, yay, they're so great to work with. So it's great to see like the younger generation getting into unicorns, even if they don't know that it's, you know, that spiritual at that age. But, you know, as we know as children, everything feels really spiritual at that age. We kind of lose it as we go into adulthood as such. So the way that I've always worked with my unicorns is actually with my inner child as well. They feel like very connected as such. So for anybody who's not aware of inner child's work, or maybe even other modalities that we can work with our unicorns, what would be your kind of top tips for working with them?
For working with the unicorns on everything, just absolutely love all the angelic realms, the elementals, the angels, the dragons, and the unicorns. But the unicorns are special because they are so pure. They're known as the purest of the pure. They are very, very high frequency. So think about them a lot. Talk to them. Use them. So it's just like the angels. They can't do their work without us. We have to ask them to do things, or we have to send them out on missions. If we don't, they're hanging about on street corners unemployed because they're here and they're not being used. So it's really up to us to send the unicorns and the angels out to do things. So we can send them to situations, to people, and ask them to light them up. Now, even some of these awful situations you see on television, war zones, send the unicorns in to pour pure white light over the situation, and it will start to dissolve the lower energies and help new things to happen. Call on them to bless people through you. So you literally just call in a unicorn blessing, and you call them in, and then you send that blessing out to the trees, to animals, to people everywhere. And it makes a difference. It lights them up. It can literally change their lives. I used to do seminars where sometimes I'd ask them to make a unicorn ball, and they'd make a unicorn ball and then send them to someone in need. And they would put pure white unicorn light and blessings into this ball. And this man came one year, and unbeknown to me, he sent his unicorn ball to his mother. She had been in total depression since her other son died. She'd sat in the kitchen, she hadn't gone out, and nobody knew what to do. And no doctors, nobody could reach her. And he sent the unicorn ball to her. She's sitting in the kitchen in a cloud of despair. She sees the ball coming through the kitchen wall and into her heart. And it totally lifts and clears all the dark energy of misery around her. And she is able to go out into the world again.
Wow.
And he came back a year later when I was doing another seminar there. He came back to tell me this story. They are so powerful.
I love that.
Unicorns are amazing.
They definitely sound it. I'm excited to work more and more with them, definitely. So
this is one reason why I'm trying to get a unicorn documentary together. We've done a pilot, and the pilot's going to be on YouTube, and we're asking as many people as possible to on my YouTube channel to go in and like it and comment on it and pass it on to their friends. Because if we can get enough people to like it, then we can get a TV channel interested who will make the documentary, a full documentary about unicorns. Wow, wouldn't that be fantastic?
Incredible. And I will definitely like it and share it for you and anybody listening.
Thank you.
We'll put Diana's link below.
Well, in the pilot, one of my teachers, she takes, for the Diana Cooper School of White Light, she takes the a patient that she's not met before into a healing, a unicorn healing. And we have her aura photograph taken before and afterwards. Oh my goodness me, you should see it. And before, it's all yellow where she's been worrying and thinking. Afterwards, it is pure white, and all the gaps where she was letting in lower energies around her have sealed. And that's the unicorns coming in and touching her at a profound level. And I've been in touch with her since, and she says that things in her life are changing. She's so much happier and healthier. Amazing.
Incredibly amazing. So we'll put that link below for everybody to go and have a watch of the pilot, and obviously support that as well, definitely. So if you had to pick a favorite realm to work with, do you think you could pick one?
No, oh, do you know, I couldn't. It's the angelic realms. They are literally a realm. But I do love the unicorns. They are so, so special.
Brilliant. And my last question to you today then, Diana, is if you could give my listeners one piece of life advice, what would you like to leave them with today?
Okay, this is what I believe. Be aware of, but ignore all the dark and lower energies. Focus on the light. We are light workers. Focus on the best outcome, the highest outcome. So this raises your frequency above a problem or an illness or a virus. It raises it higher so that that lower energy can't find you anymore. And the unicorns will help you to hold your frequency higher than all those challenges and problems.
I love that. And really powerful as well, definitely. So let's talk about your new book then, The Magic of Unicorns, that is out now, which is Help and Healing from the Realms, published by Hay House. So what can we expect from the book?
You can expect to absolutely connect with your unicorn, to learn about the unicorns, how they can help you at a soul level and on every other way. They will take you into journeys to clear your karma, your ancestral karma, all this stuff that's been holding humanity back. They will also help you to serve the planet by using them to send their energy out to situations and places and lift the frequency there. They will help you to clear your own soul pathway. They take you into the numbers, as I was describing earlier, but also they work with the archangels to take you into the, for example, Archangel Gabriel, the diamond is the physical manifestation of his energy, but he also has a cosmic diamond, which is his energy out in the cosmos, formed into a diamond shape. Well, this was the other amazing, awesome experience I had when I was writing the book, that I went out with my unicorn into the cosmic diamond and sat in it, and I could literally feel it cutting away lower energies, clearing, brightening me up. And then the unicorns poured their light into it. They blazed their illumination into it. And I felt that I was just being touched by a thousand suns. I was just blasted. It was awesome. And they will, you can also connect with Michael Sapphire and Raphael's diamond, Uriel's ruby, and Christiel's pearl, and work with the unicorns to magnify that energy. I think what the greatest thing that the unicorns do is they purify and magnify all the highest energies and touch you with it.
Incredible. Well, I am, for one, very excited to get my hands on a copy of your new book, and congratulations on as well on the release of this book. And where can everybody get it if they'd like to get a copy?
Well, you can get it from Amazon or any of the stores.
Brilliant. And if anybody wants to find out more about your work and what you have to offer, where can they find you?
My website is dianacooper.com.
Amazing.
There are masses and masses on it. Lots and lots of exercises and information and inspiration.
I love it. Well, thank you so much, Diana, for coming on today. It's been such a pleasure to have you here and talk all things unicorns. I've learned so much myself, and I'm sure everybody listening has learned a ton as well. So thank you for coming on and sharing your pearls of wisdom with us.
Thank you.
So thank you so much for listening to another one of my podcast episodes today. I really hope you've enjoyed Diana and I's conversation. As always, if you want to learn more about Diana's work or her new book, you can find a clickable link in the description below. And of course, if you want to learn anything more about myself, my coaching, or anything else I have to offer, like my videos, etc., you can find it all over on my website, emmamumford.co.uk. So thank you so much, guys, for listening. I appreciate all your views and listens. Don't forget to subscribe if you're new here, because I would love to see you again soon. Don't forget, you can join my free Law of Attraction support group over on Facebook, where you can join myself and other like-minded souls, where we talk all things Law of Attraction and spirituality. I hope you have a great week, whatever you're up to, and I'll see you all in my next podcast episode, which will be next week. Lots of love, guys.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.